Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Have you ever been to the Norton Museum of Art in West Palm Beach? I got to admit, I mean, as a former art student, it's one of my favorite places to go. And it's got this amazing collection of art. It's got a Monet and a Cezanne and a Pollock and a Picasso. It's got a little bit of everything. Well, it's got a lot more room now for more art because it went through a $100 million renovation, and it's going to reopen this weekend. By the way, that renovation done by world-renowned architect Norman Foster. The museum will celebrate its grand opening again this weekend with a big party. The Sundial team went there recently, and we spoke with Hope Oswang, the museum's executive director and CEO.
When the new Norton opens up, what will be the most significant changes that the patrons who've enjoyed this for years right away are going to notice?
I think they're going to notice increased programming in really fantastic spaces. So, for instance, having a raked auditorium with fantastic acoustics, more programming around music, more programming altogether. I think they're going to notice a fantastic restaurant. I think they're going to be aware of a really amazing sculpture garden. Of course, they're going to see our galleries, but if you're talking about our visitors who have been involved with us for a while, I think those things are going to be a real wow for them.
My understanding is they were thinking about this expansion even before you got here?
What they said was they knew they had a problem with their building. I don't think they were thinking about an expansion. They were talking about the fact that the building seemed unfriendly, and although adequate, wasn't solving as many problems as they would like. So that was the beginning of the discussion.
So then you come in, and what was that process like, and how long did it take to get to the point where you knew you were going to be able to do this construction and then, of course, begin the work?
So I think it was an 8-year process, and I guess within the first 18 months I realized that we would probably be in a really major capital campaign and be doing a very large project. But the master plan, which is how we started with Foster and Partners, wasn't complete. So it wasn't clear to me how large an intervention we would do. This way exceeded my expectations of the kind of project. And I think a lot of board members were really surprised when we started to talk about a really large number on the campaign. That was a huge issue for, I think, us to figure out, could we afford it and could we make it work?
And can you tell us a little bit about that campaign and how much you had to raise to make this possible?
We had to raise $100 million. I think it's probably the most raised for a cultural institution in Palm Beach County. That's all private except for $1 million from the state of Florida. It's a lot of money to raise. And in the beginning, we did not have largely gifts, although they were large gifts. Many people would think in a campaign like that, you would start with a big number, like a $10 or $20 million gift. We were starting with gifts of $1 and $2 million. Now, those are very generous gifts. It takes a lot of them to get to $100 million. About a year and a half ago, Ken Griffin, who is, of course, who is going to be building on Palm Beach Island, came to our attention, and we started to get to know him. And he fundamentally made the end of the campaign by giving us a $20 million gift, which was a kind of upside-down experience because you're supposed to start with the $20 million, not end with the $20 million. But that was, I'm still raising money. I never stop raising money.
What was the process and the significance of getting Lord Norman Foster as the architect for this?
Well, I think one of our board members had worked with him extensively in the big Hearst Tower in Manhattan, and so we were able to get access to him. I've always wondered what it would have been like if we were just the Norton Museum in West Palm Beach, and I had called the office and said, look, we're looking to talk to Foster and Partners about the possible expansion program, whether how much attention I would have gotten. But because we had a board member who was very close to Norman Foster, we got tremendous attention immediately. And they started saying the thing that we needed to do, which of course was absolutely right, is we need to understand your needs and make a master plan. And so the first 18 months was really a master plan, which was to give rationality to the building, address the things that we asked for, like a really good auditorium, like better facilities for our school children, more obviously significant, more gallery space. All of those things had been on our wish list. Once they started looking at that, they gave us a fantastic master plan.
What was it like working with him, and how much did you get to work with him?
I think we saw Norman actually in person probably every 3 or 4 months in London. I worked with his architects here on the ground a lot. We worked with a partner, Michael Wurzel, who was our lead partner on the project. And we had, you know, we would go to London and we would do reviews with Norman, and he would come in and we would basically critique to the place that we had gotten to, and he would offer pretty significant alterations and suggestions, and we would go through it. It was usually a two-day process. So in the beginning, I was going to London every 6 weeks. There's probably 10 major architects internationally, of which Foster is one of them. A lot of them do really outstanding work. The thing that I think defines Norman Foster and the way in which he approached our project is that he loves art. This is not true of all architects. A lot of architects like art fine, but for Norman, who is himself a collector and a connoisseur, brought to our project an understanding of what our curators needed to make the very best place to show art. And that's because he really engages in the dialogue of the building and the art.
When you took this job, I'd read that you believed that this was one of the best, if not the best, museums in the South. Why did you think that? What is that for you and your experience? Why did you think this place really was that good?
For a museum director, really, it's all about the quality of the collections. We have fantastic collections, both from our founder and subsequent years. It's the highest, certainly the highest quality collection south of Richmond, Virginia, for sure. And I felt it was really underrecognized because we had such great paintings and sculpture. Our Chinese collection is breathtaking. And that, I think, drove me to think we could really do more to interpret this. But also, we are in a community with some of the greatest collectors in the world. It seemed like we were really missing an opportunity not to have them give us great things.
This expansion, everything that you've accomplished, now where does that put the Norton when you think about not just the, maybe in the South, but nationally, internationally?
Immediately in our first long-range plan was to say that although we would always be committed to our community, we were very interested in participating in the conversation nationally and internationally with what was going on in museums, what was going on in art, what was going on in contemporary art. And I think we've accomplished that.
What is the piece that you're most proud of, or the accomplishment you're most proud of?
There's two pieces to our accomplishment. One is this sort of really fantastic building with great new collections coming in quite unexpectedly from some of the world's most important collectors. But there's the other side of the equation, which we have always taken very seriously, which is Palm Beach County is a very large county, 1.5 million people. When I got here, I think our audiences were not as diverse, not as engaged on the level of the sort of county that we needed. And we've really expanded our local audience, and they come to everything and they really engage with us and they want to know what's going on, and not just about contemporary art, about all the stuff we show. And so it's the duality of that stuff, working at the very highest international level with the greatest art you can imagine, and then with our local community, which is very diverse and has extraordinary issues, both, as you know, economic issues in our county, and still getting people here by making sure we've been endowed 2 free days in our schedule. So both Fridays and Saturdays will be free, and we know that we can make ourselves available to our whole community in the fullest way.
You enjoy and appreciate art, and I wonder if you spend time just enjoying some of the work that you have here, and if there's a favorite piece.
That's a very interesting question. I have to say I don't have a favorite piece because it's a little bit like loving all my children equally. But I would say that our mid-century American, which are many of them have been in the collection from the very beginning, still mean a great deal to me just on a very personal level. You know, what I get most pleasure out is seeing what our curators do to create new stories and interpretation with art so that make me look at the art with new eyes. And that's their job, and they do it very successfully. So I look forward to every new show because I know it's going to teach me something.
You're retiring, and I wonder what you think your legacy is going to be, what you want it to be, and what do you hope the next director is going to do to take the Norton into the future?
You know, I think our legacy is a fantastic facility, but also an extremely high quality staff, which is functioning at an amazing level. Obviously, I hope that continues, and I hope that we continue to be very committed to a strong curatorial voice, which I always say a great hospital is its surgeons, a great university its professors, a great museum is its curators. Obviously, I think great directors are important too, but the real talent on the ground is the curators, and I hope that we continue to develop exceptional curators who do amazing work.
And again, that was Hope Alswang, the Norton Museum of Art's executive director and CEO. She said she's retiring this summer. By the way, you can see a Facebook Live of WLRN's digital director, Teresa Frontado's conversation with the architect behind the new renovation, Lord Norman Foster, and a lot of other photos. It is amazing, I promise you. Well, still to come, a new show by the NBC Live Arts Lab has brought basketball, dance, and growing up all in one show. It's coming up next on Sundial.